Module 4. Listening. Page 42. Exercise 2. You're going to hear five people talking about difficult decisions they have made. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Speaker 1.
I was made redundant. It happened overnight, and even though I'd been in a well-paid post, I'd got hardly any savings. Jobs in my line of work are few and far between, so I was desperate. When a friend said he was selling his health food shop, I just said I'd buy it. The words just popped out of my mouth. I had to take out a huge loan to do it, and initially it was really touch and go because I'd never set up a business before. I'm sure my friends thought I'd go under, and looking back, I can't believe I ever had the nerve to take such a risk. But I turned the corner eventually.
Speaker 2.
I started working as an architect in London building new cinemas. That's where I first encountered visual impairment issues, planting a seed for the future. Later I realised the higher you go in architecture, the less actual designing you do. Soon I was taking a managerial role with three people under me. I was so frustrated.
I'd been working voluntarily with blind people and decided to give up my job and train as a rehabilitation worker. After a year training to get the qualifications I needed, I've got used to the drop in salary, but my social life has suffered a bit because it's anything but 9 to 5. Helping people rebuild their lives, though, is a real inspiration. Speaker 3.
I was feeling lonely after my children left home. Then one day I thought, you're in a rut, be brave, do something different. The first step was buying a motorbike. I'd always wanted one. The family all teased me at first, but I soon loved the freedom it gave me and realised it was time to do my own thing. I'd been saving up for a new kitchen, but instead I sold the house and went to India to do teaching. I've had to get on with so many new people and I've learnt to trust my own instincts. If something goes wrong, I just think, so what? I'll just do something else instead.
Speaker 4.
When our second child was born, Anna didn't want to be a full-time mum. She's a lawyer and her work brought in more money than mine, so it made sense for me to stay at home to look after the children. Some men would feel awkward in my position, but I appreciate being around to see my kids grow up. Male friends say they'd change places with me any day given half the chance. They think it's an easy option, but they haven't a clue what I actually do. The children just never stop. It sucks the energy out of you. The house gets pretty chaotic at times. I don't care about that particularly, but it's all go.
Speaker 5.
When Pete took early retirement, we took the chance to change our lives dramatically. We decided to go to Africa. We knew it was right for us, having seen the freedom of the African bush and experienced the wonderful climate on previous holidays. The brilliant thing is, I've started teaching local children. Although I was really nervous at first, I've discovered that I have a real affinity with the young. Peter surprised himself too. He started doing DIY, which he hated in England. I do find the 150-kilometre round trip to do our shopping a bit much, so once a month's enough. Our nearest neighbours are 6 kilometres away. It's a good thing Pete and I don't fall out.
Now play the recording again.